This is the program. It is about 2 p.m. This is 101.9 CFNC, and welcome back. That was Simple Plan with What's New Scooby-Doo, a surprisingly Canadian track. And I don't know if you guys knew that, but the intro from Scooby-Doo was made by Canadian pop punk band Simple Plan. And that was a real shock to me when I found out. Shout out Adam. Coming up next on today's program, I kind of just have a lot of gray stuff. All of these album covers, well, for the most part, are gray, and they're all just kind of moody to fit today's gray, rainy vibe. I know it's not as nice as it was the other days this week, but hopefully this weekend's going to be nice. And that's all I have here. But coming up next, we're going into post-punk, and it's slowly and progressively going to get more Russian as we get into things. Coming up first, we have Hurricane Trash Wave by Wailing Storms, and then after that, we have A Rarity by some of my favorite people, women. We got Everyone Is So In Love With You, and then after that, we have the new Fontaines track on the War Child Records new album, Help, and it is Black Boys on Mopeds. And I'm really glad Fontaines is taking this direction with some stuff. As you guys know, and as I've been playing them for over a few years now, before they blew up, Fontaines, my favorite stuff by them is off Skinty Fia, and that is the most political stuff up until this song. Name-dropping Margaret Thatcher, which I'm glad they did. I've been waiting for it. And if you guys haven't heard it, it's a nice surprise. And then after that, we have Paramotka with a name, I apologize, I won't be able to pronounce, as it's in Cyrillic, and I cannot speak or read Cyrillic. But then to finish it off, I got Noah Alexandria by Saikita. And hope you guys enjoy this stuff. It's some of my favorite stuff. So we'll see you guys very soon.
I'm stop to rest.
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now, you said it was childish and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you, if they hated me, they would hate you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and Roses, it's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Your mother down in Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for
мысли твои чутких донесутся мне слова. Как красивы их одежды и прекрасны времена. We'll be right back.
back and tune into 101.9. This is the program. And that was my little post-punk binge then. Coming up next, I'm going into some more like folky and singer-songwriting stuff. I got Kevin Irons from Soft Machine. And as you guys have been known, if you frequent this program, the program, I've been going down into the Canterbury scene a lot recently. And I was listening to Soft Machine a lot in high school, then went down into Brian Eno, didn't really love that, but I went into Robin Wyatt and, whew, wow, that was a bad whistle, but you get the point. I loved Robin Wyatt's stuff, and then I went over to Kevin Irons, and I checked out some of his stuff, and this next track is Baby Come Home off of his album The Unfairground. And after that, Only Love Can Break and Hunt by Neil Young. And to finish off the folky young punk, we got L48 by Sun Kil Moon off of the album I Also Want to Die in New Orleans, which he named after the Suicide Boys EP, I Want to Die in New Orleans. And that's all I got from right now. Hope you guys enjoy these next tracks. And don't worry, I'm still here with the... If you guys hung with that, I got all these effects still, so stay tuned because I forgot all of them.
Some people seem to walk on water. Some people just got it made and never see themselves completely, never think there's any other way. But you know, it's only a show, and you reap what you sow in your own way. Some people really need attention, just see what they wanna see. Never more than their reflection in someone else's fantasy. But they know it's only a show, and they reap what they sow.
At some point later today, I'll hear the kids from the school outside play on the playground. Since 1994, I've been in the same apartment building, living up on the third floor. If I spent my entire day never leaving the house, those sounds would inspire me to write about my past and my future and my now. Yeah, it's an old elementary school, and I often wonder what the kids from 20 or 25 years ago are doing now. Yeah, from my living room I can see the school on Washington and the San Francisco Bay and Russian Hill and the Golden Gate Bridge in Tiburon. Now my home is maybe only 800 or 900 square feet. I know it may not sound like much of a retirement plan, but I'd be happy to live here for the rest of my life if I passed away to the sound of those kids playing on the playground. And this apartment's so rich with memories of friends and lovers who have come and gone, and beautiful music that's been written and recorded here, and so many Christmases spent with my cat Pink and with you, my dear. It would be as peaceful of a way to go as I can think of. My only hope is that I die before my girlfriend does, because she's so much stronger than me. Her beside me when I go is how I would like it to be. Every day of my life is an adventure. I was in the studio about a month ago with a few musicians over the winter, and had to take some guitars out of some soft cases in my apartment and put the guitars that I wanted to take to the studio inside of them to lighten my travel. One of the guitars that I took out of the cases was a 1930s Gibson L48 Tobacco Sunburst Archtop with F-holes. I bought it at a garage sale when I was in the 7th grade for $60. I never loved the sound of it and found it to be thin, but I remember working with a great engineer over 20 years ago. His name was Mark Needham, who did lots of records with Chris Isaac and who also recorded my album Songs for Blue Guitar. Telling me the F-hole style guitars leave a lot of room for vocals, so I took his advice at the time, but opted for a cheaper version of the L48. It had a fuller sound and it was painted blue. Anyhow, yesterday after a 5-day trip filming a tour documentary down the coast of California and seeing a gray whale surface along Highway 1 between Lone Park and LA, my engineer and I flew back up to San Francisco from LA to transfer the film and audio files and label what we filmed between Chico and LA. Finished all of that by 10 p.m. and I told Nathan I wanted to record some guitar music for an hour before we finished that day. The closest guitar I could find was leaning behind my chair in the bedroom. It was the Gibson L48. I have no memories of ever recording with that guitar before, though it did make the cover of Songs for a Blue Guitar before the tortoise shell pickguard completely disintegrated. I improvised and laid guitar parts for an hour, and the guitar actually resonated nicely. Then Nathan and I agreed it'd been a long day, that we'd pick things up again and then tomorrow after meeting for lunch at my cafe. Tomorrow's right now, and as I'm finishing writing these words before Nathan shows up, I can still hear the birds and my ears are still slightly ringing from this Loris White shows, and it couldn't be a more peaceful way to start another day of singing.
All right, welcome back. That was Sun Kill Moon with L48. Before that was Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Neil Young. Before that, Baby Come Home by Kevin Irons. Coming up next, I'm going to be playing a lot, by a lot I mean two, but it's about 13 minutes worth of Canadian post-rock. And this first one is called Inner Limits by the band Ark. And yeah, they're from Montreal, and I actually got an ad for it on Instagram, and I really like their stuff. And after that, we have South Pacific with Stay Ahead, Far Behind. But that's all from me. I will see you guys in a bit. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. I'm tuned into 101.9. This is the program, and that was South Pacific with Stay Ahead, Fung Behind. Coming up next, I have a track by Shallow Halo called Hypnotized, and after that, Bury Us Alive by band name I cannot say, Live on Ing. But yeah, I think this is the last time I'll be checking in for today. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening in, everybody who's still tagging along. And actually, the last song I have playing today is The Brilliance of Chairman Mao by the Chinese Red Army Choir. So if you guys are fans of that, let me know at the program 101.9 on Instagram, or I don't know, come into my house and tell me, something like that. Anyways, I'm not going to hold you guys up any longer. Shallow Halo with Hypnotize.
I've been Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
When you fry bacon, cause what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody say, "Me like bacon, baby!"
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon. With me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that
CFRC
is good!
You're listening to CFRC.